Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global, live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Wednesday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break, a couple days away from Nebraska, Colorado. Actually, and how about this, guys? One day away from NFL football beginning the season. Ravens at Chiefs tomorrow night.
Jeez.
In Kansas City.
That's a big, I mean,
we're here.
Is that a big game?
That's got to be a downer for the Chiefs, though, isn't it, for the fans?
Well, they started off last year the same thing on Thursday night against the Lions in KC and lost. Went 0-1, obviously won the Super Bowl, but they start again on a Thursday night last year
home. I mean, there's no place that's better known for their pregame and their tailgating and everything. And I mean, you got to take a day off of work if you're going to tailgate. You got to take a day off of work.
But
if you think you can leave work at 5 o'clock and get to the game at 7, you can't.
No.
And because the traffic.
The traffic and everything. Yeah, so you can't do it. Or you have to take a half a day off or just take the day off. And then the culmination of get done and you get home at 1 a.m. and you go back to work the next day. And so that's also
you don't
tough.
Like that, do you? 11 a.m. Kickoffs and Thursday night games you're out on.
Okay, yeah. But what's worse, though? If you're starting your season on a Thursday like they are tomorrow or the Packers and the Eagles playing in Brazil to begin their season on Friday. Which is worse? You won't have a home fan base at all.
I mean,
it's a neutral site to begin.
Generally, the teams that play in those games on a Thursday, that's when you're going to get a little bit. It's not the marquee. That's about as marquee as you get.
Ravens, Chiefs.
That's as marquee as you get. And like going, that's great. But I was very down about it because I love Thursday night college football. Hopefully, a MAC game or something. There's no college football.
Hold on, we have to get all this straight. Is there still MAC games on Thursday night?
There's different games on Thursday. They could be anything on Thursday.
Are they playing on Thursday nights college football?
If you just would have just locked into what I just said, I'm very depressed because there's no Thursday night games tomorrow.
Hasn't it been de-emphasized a little bit, the college football on Thursday night? It's kind of moved to Friday night.
Well, there were a lot of Thursday night games in week one last week. There's like 20 games.
Get this Thursday night schedule.
For college?
Yeah.
This week there's none. There's none. That's depressing. Because the chance of Chiefs, Raven, Kent State, Middle Tennessee. I'm watching Kent State, Middle Tennessee.
I know you are.
Most of the time. And I'll flip back and forth. I will flip back and forth and watch some of the Chiefs game. I would.
I've got some stuff here. So Bill's right. There's zero games tomorrow.
We are a sports show. We don't know this.
That's not true.
We are a sports show.
We are a sports show, and but I just explained that exactly what was going on. There's just one part of the school.
I was told that Thursday night's been de-emphasized in college football.
Next week, September 12th, Thursday, there's two games in college, and there's still NFL.
What are those games?
Arizona State against Texas State and Northwestern State against South Alabama.
The first one's pretty good.
And the next week, there's how many games?
Check it out on Thursday night.
There's only one game the next Thursday.
There's still games.
South Alabama plays back-to-back Thursdays.
Wow. Who are they playing?
They play Appalachian State. Could be a game.
That's a good game. I just want two on Thursday. I want two games because I want one to be a later game, too. I want one to be more West Coasty.
Interesting.
And so I like to be like,
so you can be up late.
Up late. So like at 11 o'clock, I'm watching the end of mid-third quarter of some game.
In bed.
Yes.
Comfortably in bed.
No,
I think that's a good, I'm hard.
And you can do that now with, we have the bed that raises up.
You did not.
We've had it for quite some time. It's incredible.
You got
those? The sleep number?
You're
the only person I know with one.
I've never heard that before. Also.
Oh, yeah. You have the remote control.
You're the only person.
So you can sit there and just watch the game and all of a sudden it's like, bring it back down. And I always sleep at a little elevation.
A little
elevated. I'm never flat. No, I'm never completely flat.
Seriously.
Slight elevation.
There's something new every day in this show.
Laura's okay with that?
He's okay with that, yes.
That might explain a lot. I wonder, that's interesting. You're the only person I know with one. I don't think I've ever had
one. Absolutely love it, yeah.
I don't think I've ever had one. I was thinking back in the early days of tricks. We might have had one for a little bit.
Unnamed texter says he's taking his boys out of school and driving down for the game tomorrow in KC. Four dads and seven boys going down to KC, creating memories tomorrow.
Week one.
NFL.
You know what my stance on the school is. Get them out of there. Get them the heck out of there, out of school. Find a reason to get your kids out of school. And that's a great one. I think they won't remember that when they're like 40 years old. Mm. Yeah, remember the time that our dads all took us?
One.
And there'll be a picture. Yeah. It'll be a great picture of all of them.
On social media.
On social media, yes. It'll be well-tracked. I would be sending pictures, and the kids would be sending pictures in the car on the way down like that, like to their teachers.
Yep.
Like that, like, hey.
Here we are.
Here we are. How was class?
What I missed today.
That is great. Anytime you can get your kids out of school for an event like that, do it.
Idle chit-chat. I don't think there was school yesterday.
I think there was. On Monday, there was no school.
No, there was no, I know at East there was no school.
Why would there be no school yesterday? Labor Day was Monday.
Did you hear what Bill said?
I don't get that though.
There was no school.
Help me understand that.
There was a certain, there's a certain deal about one time a month, there's this one day off or like a teacher's prep thing or something.
And they
worked it in to do it this time, which is brilliant. To do it at the time, to be able to have a longer weekend.
So they basically went back to school and then had a four-day weekend the next week, essentially?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds
like. Because school should have started yesterday across the country.
That's right. That's the key thing here.
Yes.
You know that.
Why are we starting in August? Come on.
You're getting old, and I am too. and so we repeat ourselves a lot, right? We tell the same stories. We have the same thoughts. We say them over and over.
There's some of that, yes.
It's setting in. Have I mentioned the field turf at Hartley School?
I don't think so. This might be a new one. Please mention it.
Have I mentioned it?
I don't think so. Go ahead.
This might be new to me.
I do the same thing. I struggle with sometimes with like a Bill's Thrills or a Bugaboo or
doing pretty good on that.
I'm always like, okay, this is something that sounds really good, and there's a pretty good chance I did this six months ago and I have no idea.
You've done that yet.
Haven't had it yet. It's going to happen. Just understand it's going to happen. And just so you know, it's still new to me because I don't remember doing it.
That's the problem. Okay, so they put in field turf at least two schools on the playground, and Bill, I mean, I know as a kid I would have been freaked out. Like, so happy. They put field turf in at Clinton and Hartley. So I take Bold over there, and I'll kick the ball around. They have
go on, see over there.
Soccer ball.
You go on school property.
They have soccer ball. Well, yeah.
The old man's back.
Yeah.
The old man is back.
They have soccer balls just laying out there, and they have goals. So it's kind of fun. Just to do that, but for the kids, it's amazing that they have.
Are you in any way authorized to do this?
I think it's they leave the gates open, okay, so I think they're welcoming the public.
Taxpayers.
I'm going to investigate this money. Myself.
Yes.
Yeah, and I found it's hard to elevate the ball.
The soccer ball.
Yeah. And I think...
Is this user error or is this the field?
I'm not a soccer player. So I wonder, I mean, I can kick it with my toe, but I find that if I try to do a soccer kick, it's really difficult.
Well, you know, Bill has coached a lot of kickers.
There's a pretty good chance if I went out and just started kicking a bunch of soccer balls or the next day I can't move. There's a chance the next day that I can't move.
Your toe or your side of your foot?
You gotta do this side of your foot. Okay. You don't toe punch it. That would be if you're out there playing soccer and there's some old man toe punching the ball, what are you doing?
Damn it. The ball's soft, so it doesn't hurt your toe.
But my favorite just right there is like, hey, they got some new turf. Bullet, you want to head over? Some balls out there.
We got some new territory.
Well, here's what you do. You can understand this because you have sugar. You close the gate, take the leash off. Bullet gets to run around.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, and I don't have to worry about him because he can't get out.
Can't get out.
he just runs around. It's a rare opportunity. And then I can kick the ball.
I need to see you.
All meet over there. The four of us play a little 2-on-2 soccer.
Hey, that would be fun. It'd be perfect.
It'd be fun.
You get upset.
It's a small field.
You get upset when you can't get the ball airborne. Like, come on.
On Sunday, I did a little bit.
So it would be me and Ben versus you and Jake.
Is that what we do?
I don't know. We have to draft.
Be a short draft.
It would be a short draft.
Yeah, it would have to be me and you on different teams because you can't match the olds together. It'd have to be old, young. So I'd take either Jake or Ben. And it is a perfect field. God, now that you mention this, it's a perfect field for 2-on-2 because it's really small.
We'll have to investigate the scene and...
Yeah, just drive by there.
See what that looks like, what the picture
is. Drive by and tell me it's not really enticing.
I think it is. Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Field turf. Think about having field turf in Pender's playground. Yeah,
that'd been incredible.
Oh, my God.
Been pretty cool. Yeah. Now, I'm going to address this for Auto Chit Chat because people are asking about it. And I know you have different thoughts on the SIP, but last night there was an event in Nebraska. It was not in Nebraska. Regarding Nebraska, Nebraska volleyball, number 2 in the country.
They went down
to SMU and got swept. For the first time since 2017, Nebraska lost a match to a unranked team. This was a sweep. They got swept at SMU.
That's 128 matches. That's what it encompasses. They had 128 straight wins against unranks.
If you want some good news, the last time again that happened was 2017. Nebraska still won the national championship in 2017 in volleyball. So they overcame a bad early loss to a team.
Bill, you watched it. What did you notice? This is a quiz, by the way.
A quiz. I'm fine with that. I was unaware of until there was a group text that went through that from my sister, Tamara. She is the voice of volleyball in our group. I am too, but I mean, she is. She's a straight volleyball fanatic and John Cook fan and all those things. So just like we all are. So she sent out in the group text, Huskers down 0-2 in the games. And I'm like, well, what's it on? Which threw me like that. She goes, ACC Network.
Where do I find that?
And I'm like, really? We have that. So I knew I had that. Nice. So I pulled that up. So I watched the third game. And the only thing you'd say about it was,
what would you say?
Wasn't even close.
They sprinted off, didn't they?
Yeah, it was.
Mustang.
I think the final was like, 25-18 or something?
You got it.
They battled it around for a while around the 10-12 mark. Then it got away, and it wasn't even a game in the third one.
What happened was, this is straight from Brent Wagner.
Thank you. Our friend of the show, Brent Wagner.
Yeah, SMU outplayed the Huskers in the areas of serve and serve-receive. Nebraska had 12 serving errors and just one ace. SMU had 7 aces.
Wow.
So this was probably a similar visual to the national championship match.
Game. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah. That was an ace fest for Texas.
Texas was rolling.
It was.
It was an ace fest. Yeah, it was. Yeah, and that's what this was. 7. Yeah. Oh, I mean, if you're on the sideline, your coach, John Cook, was probably, what are we doing? what are we doing? And they 12 service errors.
I mean, that's a stunning loss.
Oh, yeah.
This is not losing to number 10. Yeah. This is unranked
and
SMU.
And I'm not sure who they lost to, but SMU was, I think their record was 1-1.
Yeah, they were.
They were 1-1. So it was, and I don't know who their one lost to. It may have been a great team. I don't know that.
See, here's what 12 serving errors represents to me. Just, you're not, it's a lack of focus.
Mm, not locked in.
It's like a free throw. I mean, there's no reason you can't shoot free throws if you're an athlete, except it's just mental.
Just because of the greatness of the history of Nebraska volleyball through Pettit, through Cook, through everything. So I've watched so much of it. But watching the game, it wasn't like, this is unreal because SMU shouldn't be on the same court. When you looked at SMU, they looked really good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they were interesting. It was a good-looking team.
Yeah.
They blocked. They did. It wasn't like,
size.
Well, they just got a bunch of players. And how's this happening? Because Nebraska is clearly so much more talented. SMU was a talented-looking team.
Yeah.
It's tough out there.
They swept them.
Yeah.
It's tough out there.
A loss isn't alarming to me. A sweep is.
Really?
A sweep is.
These are some hot takes.
Yeah, yeah, because yeah, all of a
right.
sudden,
you're
when,
right
when you're
that.
The number two team in the country and you're down 0-2, it's like, watch this. And maybe it ends up going to five, goes whatever. But a sweep, yeah. That's,
yeah, you're right.
There's not anybody. Yeah,
you're not wrong.
There's no fans right now going like, oh, no, that's completely normal. That happens all the time. This would be very similar to number two in the country. It's like, well, what just happened like that? Well, Alabama just got beat by Western Kentucky.
Yeah.
It's kind of the
and
same.
And easy. Western Kentucky won it easy.
Won it 14 points.
Yeah, won it going away. Really. Wow. It wasn't much of a game.
Yeah, that would be, that'd get your attention. That would really get your attention. Yeah.
And you get a chance in the game of volleyball, as we all know, we're volleyball experts.
We are.
On the show. You get a chance to regroup. You do get a chance to regroup. You give me a chance. You go in, is it between two and three?
After set two.
You go into the locker room. There's actually a halftime. There's a time in between games to reset.
Good point.
To regroup.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. In order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BADLANDS ranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And so that was a little bit shocking. But also, I made this statement to my sister last night. So we had to talk about it on the phone afterwards.
Tamara.
About the volleyball match?
We talked about the volleyball match after. It made it very clear.
There was a conference call?
Conference call. We had to talk it out.
Oh, boy.
And so I said, I go, probably the best thing that ever happened to him.
Early season loss.
Early best.
Doesn't have to be bad.
If I'm Coach Cook, I'm like, yeah, I wish it wouldn't have happened. I wish we won every single game. But the chance now to reboot, refocus, whatever it is, you can coach him really hard right now. You can coach him really, really hard right now.
Now, it's interesting. It's an interesting discussion, because would you say that about Mike Norvell right now?
Let's just save it for Bill's Thrills.
Oh, wow.
If we could. That's a slight tease.
Look at that.
That's not a slight tease. That's a tease.
That's a major tease.
Okay, yeah. So I'm not saying another word.
Just save it for that.
Pretend like I didn't say Mike Norvell.
On that note, then that's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at RenewYourAuto.com. Call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to RenewYourAuto.com. Body shops, ceramic coatings, window tintings, spray and bed liners, and more at RenewYourAuto.com. There was some audio yesterday, Sip. Were you at the press conference yesterday?
What do you think?
You were there. Marcus Satterfield and Tony White were speaking to media yesterday. We had some interesting quotes come out of that yesterday.
Okay. You always stand in the same spot, Steve?
No.
Is it different now than when I did them?
Yes.
It's different now. Are you seated?
Yes. Yeah. Well, you used to do it in the stadium on the
concourse.
Concourse?
Yes, it was always in the concourse.
No, now it's in this area of Hawks Championship Center that wasn't there when you were there. Okay. There's a media room.
So are you always in the same location though, basically?
Yeah.
Like this is my, so everyone knows if all of a sudden someone's jacking around over there, it's like, hey, that's Sipple's area.
No, not really. I mean, I kind of move around.
Did you see Ben? Was Ben there?
Ben elected to not go yesterday.
Just too much going on, Ben? To cover it?
School.
Yeah, school.
School
okay.
Got in the way.
I don't know. He's nodding his head like it really wasn't okay. School, was
he's
it, Ben?
Me. He's giving me a death glare. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know why you weren't there, and it's fine if you weren't.
If you're not covering it anymore, that's fine. But he wants that press pass on Saturday night, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He wants that press pass on Saturday
Colorado.
Night.
It's
Colorado.
No big deal, Ben.
Yeah. No big whoop, Ben.
Maybe next week.
He's got this whole journalism thing down.
School.
Yeah, school. School. Show me your schedule. I want to see how accurate this is, because you also told us you had to jet out of here for a coaching class, and it turns out it was first aid.
It's okay. I feel bad.
Let
he's
down
looking
here,
at us.
Ben.
Yeah. Ben, it's okay.
Benito.
Can he hear us, by the way?
He can hear us. He's listening.
Are you reading lips, Ben?
We're miming over here for him. Marcus Satterfield.
I don't know.
Had some thoughts
Hold on. Let me get this up.
Dylan Raiola's performance against UTEP. Here is Satterfield yesterday at the podium.
The number one thing was just the operation, the rhythm of the offense, and taking care of the football. And he did all three of those. I thought he, again, talking about a culture of excellence. I mean, he was prepared. He knew exactly where the ball needed to go. He was accurate with the ball, took care of the ball. I was just really excited to see it, because I knew, coming up that tunnel walk, that was a lot of years and a lot of memories and a lot of days of anticipation and excitement. And I was hoping that he was going to be able to come out and just play, and just play like he does. And you get nervous sometimes that a young guy gets and tries to do too much, and it's just too emotional. And he was like a freaking surgeon. Like, it was amazing to see him, just his maturity, way beyond his years from that standpoint.
Your quote of the day, he was like a freaking surgeon. Marcus Satterfield on Dylan Raiola from Saturday.
Yeah. So, I mean, when there's a quote like that, what happens is I go back to my computer and just start writing.
That was your headline in the article.
So I missed a lot of stuff from the rest of the press conference. But that's the way the business is now.
Absolutely.
As far as Dylan goes, I did wonder about nerves. Because remember in the spring game, what he said? He blacked out a little bit. in the tunnel before the game. I think it was in the tunnel before the game. He said he blacked out a little bit. Did you ever black out before a big game at Pender?
Well, crowd is pretty crazy sometimes. Yeah. No, if I've ever blacked out, I don't think.
I don't think I've ever blacked out. I haven't. But anyway, I did kind of wonder about that with Dylan before the game a little bit, because based on what he said in the spring game, but he was fine, obviously. In the first drive, he was great. So, he had a good first game. And here's the thing. I know people snicker a little bit about the comment of being like a surgeon against UTEP, but Satterfield, remember the context, some of the context is, remember the nightmare that was last year for Satterfield, just as a coordinator, how bad the offense was, all the problems, for instance, at Colorado, just for instance, what happened that game? There's a complete meltdown at quarterback.
Drop snaps, interceptions, several drop snaps.
It was a meltdown. And he had to endure that sort of thing all year, to the point where I told you he told those UTEP coaches in Belton, Texas, they're both at the satellite camp, and he apologized to their defensive coordinator for having to watch this crap on film as you get ready for us. I'm sorry. He said, I'm sorry you got to watch that crap. So I think he feels really good now that he's got, like, you know, He's got an offense that's healthy. There's some players that are pretty good. So he's probably fairly excited right now, is my guess. He's got a quarterback. It'd be nice to have a quarterback.
Always helps. Big help. Yeah. And an offensive line that's been around for a long time. Veterans.
Protected well.
Guys have played a lot of football all the way across the board. And so that's, and then I said running backs also have played a lot of football.
Old guys.
A lot of Fedoni, you have tight ends that have played.
Receivers that are old.
So, yeah, even though some of them are new, mm-hmm. you're still very old, and we know on defense very old. So it's a very, very veteran team. It's been around for a long time, and a lot of it's been together. There's always a few add-ins, but right. a lot of it's been together.
That makes a coordinator's job easier, right?
Absolutely.
What else did you hear? What else from Satterfield?
What jumped out from game one from an execution standpoint, Marcus Satterfield yesterday?
Thank you.
I think our operation, although it needs to improve, was steady. It was good getting people on and off. We didn't have really any issues getting people on and off the field. I think from a penalty standpoint, we were good with, you know, procedure penalties that slow you down and get you off schedule. You know, third down, execution on third down, converting third downs was a big, you know, big deal for us. And to be able to run for six third downs, I think that helps, you know, staying on schedule. That helps an offense stay on the field and get rhythm and get that feeling that we had on Saturday.
What does he say about, is there any quotes about Colorado and yes. Colorado's defense?
Yes, Marcus Satterfield on that.
Yeah, very sound. You know, NFL, a pro-style offense. Obviously, people talk about those all the time, but this is a pro-style defense. You know, you can see all the different layers that you see on Sundays. I think they do a really nice job. They got very athletic corners that, you know, just can get in your face and play man all day. They got a nickel that can cover anybody on the field. They got two safeties. One safety, obviously, that plays in the middle of the field is really physical. The other safety is athletic, covers guys, does a really nice job. I think they're talented up front, big, long guys that can rush the quarterback, that cause issues, setting the edges in the run game and rushing the passer in the passing game. So that on top of, you know, their system of how they play football, it's going to be an issue. So we've got to have a nice week of preparation as coaches and players to make sure that, you know, we're executing at the highest level come Saturday night.
He can't be like us, Satterfield, at the podium and say they're not a very good defense, but they're not a very good defense. Now, if he got to the podium and said that, we'd be talking about it, right?
Yeah, it would be bad business. There's no doubt. And yeah. And how things are handled through the media is he's 100% accurate. But North Dakota State went up and down the field against him.
They're not very good defense.
And so I didn't watch enough of them. I just said I watched part of it afterwards in the replay part. But just the numbers as I was – when I watched part of the game, I actually was standing on the field during warm-ups at the Utah game. They had the game on the big screen.
They did.
So I got a chance to watch a little bit of that. And it just seemed like it was always like the crowd would kind of cheer every time North Dakota State did something good. And it was quite often.
Yeah,
that happened.
Jake's getting the yardage
now. Is that what I'm getting right now? North Dakota State in the game had 449 yards of offense.
That's pretty good.
That 449?
Yeah.
Pretty good. That's a complete ass kick.
25 first downs, by the way, North Dakota State.
25 first downs. And they threw the ball Very successful.
Well, the quarterback ran it too.
292 yards passing, 20 for 26. And they had two quarterbacks playing.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
They had two quarterbacks playing.
That was a mistake. That was one of the things that cost North Dakota State. Their Cam Miller was their starter. What
get those stats there. I got it.
Cousin.
Cam all right, cuz. Unc. Cam Miller was 18 for 22 for 277.
18 for 22, and he ran for an appreciable number of yards. 16
carries for 81 yards and two touchdowns.
Yeah, he hurt him bad. They're not a great defense. In my game prep for Colorado, North Dakota State, it was a show prep, actually. I was sitting at, I can tell you where I was. I was at Sieto Linda when I read this. A writer for Colorado said they had an embarrassment of riches at the rush end spots, at the edge spots. So I was very interested in that. They didn't look that good. They didn't really cause any havoc at all. They got a sack or two, but it was not them. It was one of the interior guys got a sack. And that might have been the only sack.
Two sacks. And seven tackles for loss.
Yeah, and I think a safety might have got the other sack. I was interested because of the term embarrassment of riches. And I thought, oh, God, they must have some guys that fire off the edge. They look fine, but not. They have a transfer from Pitt that's good. And he was a little disruptive, but it didn't look great.
That would be beyond alarming to me.
What's that?
Whatever it was, 450 yards. They threw it and they ran.
Dion?
Yes, if you're on that, if you're a Colorado fan.
449.
449. Mm. That is a lot of yards, especially because your offense also moved the ball. Sometimes they give up 449, and the other side of the ball didn't do anything. You were on the field the entire game. They weren't. They moved the ball. They had 450 yards or whatever it was themselves. They had a lot of yards.
Six incomplete passes in the game. That's it.
Right.
So 28 attempts.
I think Nebraska, I don't know what you do. I mean, I know what you say, and it's probably what you do, actually. Is try to run it at them and, you know, load up those veteran running backs. I know what I'm doing. I'm loading up Dowdell and hammering at him and hope you're getting four yards on first down like you did. Well, you got 4.4 against UTEP. You should be able to get four against Colorado.
And they had 3.7 yards to carry against Colorado.
Yeah, so that's not bad. That's not bad.
But would they have 3.7?
Yep.
Yeah. That's too much? As a defender, you want less, but that's not ridiculous. No, that's not bad yardage. I mean, that's like, no, that's okay.
No, they didn't hammer them that bad.
3.2 will be elite defense if you're giving up 3.2 a rush. You know, you always say three or less, but 3.2 is really good. 3.7 is not ridiculous.
North Dakota State didn't have a great running back room. They don't. It's not.
Charmar Brown, great name, by the way. Charmar. Nine carries, 33 yards. Barika Pinu, nine carries, 32 yards.
Those are just guys. Yep. Nebraska's better. I mean, come on. Nebraska should better at running back than North Dakota State, and they are. Dowdell, Bill, was the revelation. I mean, I'm telling you, he was going to get 100. He went out early in the second quarter, and he had 55, and he was hammering it. If you see him, you understand. I know I sound crazy. Jake probably doesn't think I sound crazy because he looked good. I mean, I didn't even understand it, like, because he didn't come in looking that good. But he's obviously, as Jake pointed out, made a lot of progress in the last couple weeks, which I didn't listen to.
Jake has a source.
Jake has a source.
I had some intel. Just one time.
Jake has a source.
I just brushed it off.
Yeah. You did.
I don't listen. I don't give you intel ever.
No, you don't.
And you didn't listen to him.
No.
Yeah.
That's cute, Jake.
You gave him the hand. You gave him the hand.
You did what Ben did to you in the press box. Yeah, just gave me the walk on by, basically.
Unbelievable, yeah. By the way.
And then
it was alarming when Ben did that. I was like, I'm just a forgotten old man now. That's what I am. Ben, I work with him, and he doesn't even say hi to me. Just we're forgotten. We're old.
Lance says, "Did Zip just call Jake little cousin?" I think that was said.
I didn't say little cousin.
You said cousin.
Yeah, I said cousin.
There you go, cuz. So there you go. There's your update from yesterday at practice. Before we get to break, I know you're starving over there, Sip. You came in starving.
I got oatmeal and I forgot to get it out of my truck.
Exactly. You're oatmeal's
still in the truck.
It's going to be cool.
We can help you out by a trip to Early Bird at 19th and K. Breakfast burritos, chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
It's smothered, Sip. Chicken fried steak.
What kind of pancakes do they have?
Cinnamon roll pancakes, blueberry pancakes, French toast pancakes.
regular pancakes. I like the regular pancakes. I'm
all the regular pancakes.
Hey, you want blueberries? You want chocolate chips? No. No, I want a pancake.
Regular pancakes.
Regular
pancakes. I bet they're good.
We do Uber Eats.
More important.
Can you do Uber Eats from there?
I'm sure you could.
Do you get Laura to do that?
Find that out, Ben. Find out if we can get the bird delivered. We'd like to have the bird delivered.
Because if you can't get Uber Eats, you better get a bunch of hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
God, it'd be nice if we get some delivered, wouldn't it?
19th and K.
A couple hash holes would be good.
Yeah, it'd be really nice right now.
19th and K.
Let's find that out, Ben. Make a call.
10-second walk max to the parking lot.
I don't even think it's that.
That's max. Well, it's the max.
The semis.
For you, it might be.
The semis, again, they're just lined up outside bringing in.
Are they today?
Fresh produce. Yes, fresh eggs, everything. They have eggs delivered fresh every day.
You
from
see
the
it.
Farm. Yes, from farm eggs.
One of these days, you're going to pull off and supervise.
Just supervise. I'd help to unload. I'd love to help him unload.
You guys need some help over here.
I love unloading.
There's an old man out there.
I see it.
What's he doing?
They really can't move very well.
No, we can't.
Husker Online, Sean Callahan next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.